This is the Fatty Joe Show, coming to you from Casa de Carey, deep in the forests of Nutmeggerville. This show is dedicated to exploring pathways to better health from a holistic perspective. In each episode, we will explore such topics as nutrition, mental and emotional health, fitness, and more. I'm Yogi, your host. And I became interested in studying health after conventional health dogma became damaging and led me to become massively overweight. Against modern convention, I went on a keto lifestyle and I lost over 300 pounds and gained a level of control on my personal health that I never had before. Now I'm on a journey to find out what is myth and what is truth in the ever-convoluted world of what is considered healthy. Come join me on a journey of discovery as I look for a path to improve total health. If you'd like to support the show, head over to patreon.com/thefattyjoeshow or patreon.com/carriebrown. If you want to check out all of our social media links and recipes, head to carriebrown.com. Don't forget to leave a comment, like, and subscribe to the show.
Everybody, and welcome back to the Fatty Joe Show. Today is a bonus episode with the Carrie Brown, who is the guru, the Jedi of our cooking little world that we have going on here. So in a moment, we're going to bring her on to talk about keto and the holidays, especially these upcoming holidays. But right now, I want to lead in with a quick reading of a couple of the reviews that we have on Apple Podcasts. Today's first review comes from Hiker083. It's a 5-star review, and Hiker says, "Great podcast. I binge listened to the first 5 podcasts and found each one interesting with a lot of great information for anyone wanting to live a healthy lifestyle. I recommend this podcast." Thank you, Hiker. And the next one, I love this name, Untimely Epiphany. It's another 5-star review. And Untimely said, "I am so excited about this new series. I love Yogi Parker and the guest lineup here is amazing. I will be listening to all the things. Shock face, shock face, shock face."
Hey, Yogi.
Hey, Carrie.
This is funny.
Yeah, short time, saw just a few minutes ago.
And we're actually recording in the same building.
We are. We got a whole like recording project going on where I have to go to one room, you have to go to another, and hopefully we don't hear each other through the microphones except for on our own microphone.
Well, the test worked well, so let's hope that this comes out well too.
Yes, and today we get to have you on to talk about the holidays. We're going to do a special holiday episode.
Right, and this is going to be very short and sweet. This wasn't intended to be this big, long thing, but I did want to come on and talk just for a few minutes about how I think that these holidays, the upcoming holidays here in 5 or so weeks, starting in the US with Thanksgiving and then and going through the season until the new year, I think it's more critical than ever this year that we double down and give it our absolute best and biggest effort to make sure that the food we're eating is keto.
Even before the holidays come up, with everything that's gone down this year, there are a lot of people that have kind of gone off the rails already. I think a lot of people are thinking maybe that, you know, to heck with it, I've already been doing all the things and gained all the weight that I've lost and everything up until now. So why is it really important that we focus on these holidays and getting ourselves back on track?
Well, you're absolutely right. A lot of people have already started or have struggled with all the ramifications that COVID has brought along. People have become very stressed. And a lot of people have found it very difficult to not start feeding their emotions and eating their feelings. And so a lot of folks are reporting that they've kind of dabbled in the dark side. There's kind of been some of their old habits coming into play as they navigate this new life that we find ourselves in. So now we're going to add the holidays. And some folks in one of my masterclasses the other day commented, you know, well, there's not going to be a Thanksgiving this year, or if there is, it's going to be really small. And that really was like this huge alarm bell for me, because we're going into this season, a lot of us already having kind of stepped on the top of that slippery slope. And then when we add the fact that the holidays are going to look very different for most people, because the ability to get together with all the people that we love has been dramatically reduced. So I think the holidays this year are probably going to be bringing with them a lot of sadness that maybe we haven't had in prior years. It's going to be different. And when things are different, that's when we as humans typically struggle the most. So I think a lot of people are worried. They're disappointed. Holidays are something that they look forward to every year. It's their favorite time of year. And this year, it's not going to be like it always has been. They're not going to be able to do their family traditions or their friend traditions. And it's going to look very different. And that's going to affect a lot of people's mindset, on top of the fact that people have already been struggling with the stress to this point. So I think it's really critical that we become aware of this so that we don't suddenly find ourselves like halfway down that slippery slope, sliding into the holidays, which is going to look different, which isn't going to feel like love and light and joy like it normally does. And then we're going to eat our feelings even more, or we're going to reach for those old habits. We're going to reach for the old sad foods. And then come January, we're really going to find that we're a long way off the ranch and have to put in a monumental effort to get back on. So I think the holidays this year are very different. And I think that in my mind, there's this big like red flashing alarm with lots of bells going off. So I wanted to just take a few minutes to talk about a couple of resources that we have that I think could really help people to not get on that slippery slope or not go any further down it than they are already. And I hope that just by talking out loud about this, that people might stop and go, oh, you know what? That is me. I am feeling sad about the holidays. I kind of do think that the holidays aren't going to happen this year. My viewpoint is that we have to do everything we can to make sure that these are great holidays this year. I think it's dangerous to kind of talk about cancelling the holidays or simply not having the holidays because we can't be with all our favourite people. So even if you are at home with just your immediate family, and that's the way it has to be this year, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Don't not have Thanksgiving. Don't not have Christmas. Do all the things you would normally do. Don't become part of the kind of downward spiral of, you know, Thanksgiving is cancelled or Christmas is cancelled, or because we can't do it the way we've always done it, we can't do it or it won't be the same. This is the year where we really need to, you know, pull up our boots and really put some effort into making sure that our holidays, the Thanksgiving and Christmas and the New Year, are still special, are still joyful, are still wonderful experiences. Because I think there seems to be this downward spiral of enthusiasm for life, and I get it. I totally get it. And I'm not saying that that's bad. I think that's natural. I'm part of that as well. So I'm not saying that I'm not in the same boat as y'all, but I really think that now is the time to say, stop. I am not going to let this thing, these circumstances, stop me from enjoying the holidays as best I can, making sure that the people I can be with this holidays know that, you know, I love them. You can still do all the things, even if all the people you love cannot be with you. And I really think it's important that we do that this year more than any other year, because it's when things get harder, that's when we tend to fall away. So I really think it's important for the world, you know, or the nations that celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas and the New Year. I think it's really important that we all just like really make a decision to do it anyway. You know, COVID be damned, like we're going to do it anyway. And I don't mean we're going to get together with people. I don't mean kind of, you know, break all of that. What I mean is we're going to make the absolute best of the holidays, given the situation that we're in.
It's a thing right now where a lot of people are feeling very depressed, feeling very, having a lot of loss of hope about seeing family and things like that. So I think it's even more important to have a joyous occasion with, you know, even with your immediate family, your immediate friends, or even if you do it virtually, get on online, you know, set up the iPad somewhere at the table and be able to talk to somebody. So just that human connection, I think, is all more vital. But we have some resources also to help people keep their keto lifestyle or get back on track on their keto lifestyle through Thanksgiving as well, through some projects you've been doing, plus one of your cookbooks, right?
Right. So I want people that are new to keto who may still be at the point where they're going, oh my goodness, it's the holidays. I have no idea how to stay keto through the holidays. There's also those people who are already struggling because of COVID and its various ramifications, who may not realize that they have the ability to keep their holidays completely keto. We have people that are new to the kitchen who may not think they have the ability to do these things. There's all of these things in play. But I want you to know that if you are game, if you are with me in saying, you know what, I am not going to let the current situation derail me from my health journey. I am not going to let this current situation depress me into thinking that I no longer have control over my body or what I eat, because that simply isn't true. And me more than most people understand intimately the lies that depression tells you. But you can choose to get up and say, you know what, I'm going to make these holidays awesome despite it all. And I really think we need to do that collectively if we're not going to have the world further spiral down into this kind of despair that I see and hear all around me. So I want all of you folks who this is your first keto holidays, all of you folks that maybe have no idea who I am and have no idea what I do, and folks that think they can't cook, folks that have tried doing keto holidays before and failed because the recipes they've used have sucked, either not worked or just not tasted great, is perfectly possible to have a perfectly fantastic, completely keto holiday. And the two things I have that I would like to offer as ways that you can help yourself, your family, and the world, like, climb out of this vortex of despair. One is my cookbook is Keto for the Holidays. And in there, you will find a whole gamut of recipes from breakfasts to appetizers, entrees, the turkey itself. If you've never had to do the turkey, I know a lot of folks, they hang out with friends and family. Maybe the turkey's never been the thing that you've had to do, so you're not familiar with how to roast a turkey yourself. The gravy, all the sides, the desserts, beverages, and there's even a section at the back with a bunch of recipes that you can not have that typical, what do I do with all this leftover turkey? There's a stack of recipes in here that will wow you with how delicious leftover turkey can be. So, and the cookbook is available in both a digital download and also up on Amazon.com. So that's one thing. If you don't know where to go for keto recipes that work and are successful and taste great, that's your first resource that I would obviously highly recommend to help you to stay the course these holidays and to keep your family staying the course. There's everything in here. There's pecan pie, there's pumpkin pie, the chocolate cream tart, there's eggnog ice cream, there's eggnog, there's chocolate rum truffles, there's sugar cookies, vanilla cranberry panna cotta. There's all the sides. There's your cranberry sauce, jellied and also whole berry. There's a bunch of delicious other sides, and there's your I can't believe it's not mash, along with the roasted turkey and also your holiday gravy. And not to forget your stuffing or dressing, depending on where you are as to what you call it. Then there's biscuits, there's soups, there's a bunch of other entrees if turkey is not your thing or you just want to do something different this year. There's even a turkey and cranberry meatloaf if you want to make something ahead and have it ready on the day. And then there's appetizers, crackers, two different types of crackers, cheddar chive, almond crunch. There's mini quiches, which actually have the pastry crust. Of course, they're keto, but they actually have the pastry crust. They're not those eggless. They're not those crustless quiches that you see everywhere else. They actually have little crusts. There's canapes.
I'm not sure how eggless quiches would work.
Right.
But I got to try one of your crust keto quiches, and it was very absolutely delicious. The crust was fantastic. The little pastry crust that's on there. And it's definitely something when you're making like an egg muffin, it's definitely different to have the egg muffin without a crust versus there's something just so much more satisfying to have that crust there.
Right. They were a huge favorite when I released the book, a huge favorite, because people are so used to having to have crustless egg muffins. There's also an appetizer called mini pizza pies, which you can attest tastes just like pizza. There's sausage stuffed mushrooms. There's a bunch of dips, including the smoky bacon and tomato dip, which was hugely popular. And there's also some breakfast options that will absolutely thrill you. So these recipes they're simple, they're easy, they all work, and they will transform your holidays into something delicious without any of the health ramifications of eating off of your keto diet. So, and the other thing that I have that was new last year and was incredibly successful was that I actually created a masterclass, a cooking masterclass, to go with the Keto for the Holidays book. So it's essentially the Keto for the Holidays cookbook, but in video form. So I take you through, if you don't have a copy of the cookbook, then you get a digital copy included in your masterclass. Then there's a virtual online classroom where all the materials are stored. So all of the cooking videos, the documents, the cheat sheets, the top tips, the live events, and all the other materials. And this course is evergreen. So you have access to that forever. So once you have joined the masterclass, then it's yours to keep. You can access all of these things anytime for as long as you like. The other thing is that during the holiday season, so October to the end of December, I have weekly live Q&As. So although you can ask me questions in the classroom, you can comment or ask a question and I will respond to you, I do weekly live Q&As so that you can actually come on and ask me questions or get help live. And people absolutely love those. So we're doing those every week from now until the end of the year. There's even one after Christmas and before New Year. So as well as all the materials, there's videos of, there's over 40 cooking videos showing you how to make the recipes in the Keto for the Holidays cookbook. So you have expert instruction. We also have a private Facebook group, which is for support. I will come and help you in there, but also, you know, for help, for fun, and also a community. There's a community of lovely people in there who are thrilled to be able to have all their holiday favorites without having all the nefarious ingredients that they don't want. So there's the Facebook group, there's the online classroom, there's the weekly holiday cooking lives with me, and then there's lots of holiday tips and tricks. There's also bonus videos like the gravy and how to prep a turkey, how to rescue chocolate truffles and other chocolate things. There's going to be some exclusive recipes in there that are not yet published. There's downloadable cheat sheets and indexes to make everything easier for you. And this is, as I said, it's evergreen, but it's completely self-paced to fit your own schedule. So if you can't attend the weekly lives, they will be recorded for you and you can watch them anytime, as many times as you want. Now, not only does this count for this year, but once you've purchased this masterclass, you can then attend all the lives the next holiday season. So without any extra charge. So you can just keep coming back. This is an online resource that will be yours until I'm no longer breathing. So you also get, as part of that, a discount on the next Keto Holiday Celebrations cookbook. There's one-click shopping list to make it easier for you, and everything you get to access indefinitely. So it's not like all the other classes out there that start on this date, stop on that date, and then you're kind of on your own and or you lose access. So if you want some help cooking, if you want to learn how to cook, because that's not something you've ever had to do before, if you want to learn how to cook with keto ingredients, if you just want to have fun, if you want to connect virtually with other keto folks who are doing their best to make these holidays special, if you just want to make sure that you stay on the keto train these holidays, despite what's going on, and again, if you just want to have some fun, learn some new skills, I would love to have you join us on this masterclass and learn how to do these things and together, like, keep going on your health journey, regardless of what's happening out there in the world.
Yeah, this is really cool. And the one of the other things I want to say to our sports fans out there, one of our big holidays that happens every year is we have, you know, the playoffs and the big game days. And I got to tell you, those little pizza bites that Carrie was talking about, perfect game day appetizer. So not just for the holidays, but this could be used for any kind of get together or things that you might be having or event that you want to have the little snack foods and things, but you don't want to stray away from your diet.
So that was it. I just wanted to encourage you all, above whether you choose to use my resources or not, I wanted to let you know they're there if you're feeling lost and hopeless and don't know how to navigate this. Those two resources can really, really change the holidays for you. Even if you choose to use other resources for your keto holidays, I just want to really encourage you to pick yourself up and do the holidays anyway, regardless of what's going on outside. Get together with the people you can get together with. Do the holidays anyway. Put up the decorations, buy your turkey, do all the holiday things. Do the things that you can do. Do the things that are within your control, because I promise you that will make you and your family and those around you, and therefore all of us, just start to feel better, because we do feel better when we're in control. And I would really invite you to help me to stop this kind of vortex of despair that I'm kind of sensing in the world. You have to participate if you're going to do that. And I've shared some ways you can participate. But more than anything, I just want you to take care of yourself, keep taking care of yourself, keep taking care of those around you, and not letting this thing, this COVID and the ramifications of that, knock you off course, knock you off enjoying the holidays, knock you off your health journey.
So where do we find all this good stuff, Carrie?
So the best place to start is carriebrown.com, CarrieBrown, carriebrown.com. I use that name because I could actually remember it. And if you go there, on the left-hand side, you will find a little menu and you will see a link that says the Keto Holiday Cooking Masterclass. If you go to that page, not only can you join the masterclass, but if you're just looking for the cookbook, you can find that on that page too. So carriebrown.com, on the left-hand side, you will find a link that says the Keto Holiday Cooking Masterclass. Go there, you'll be able to find the masterclass and the cookbook, depending on which best suits your needs.
That is awesome. And I got to tell you guys, these are definitely some recipes you want to try out. And then the other thing too, I wanted to suggest also with the classes is if you got kids at home and you're worried about your Thanksgiving traditions, you might want to try a new tradition of bringing your kids into the kitchen, because a lot of Carrie's recipes can be very easy to actually cook with your kids and let your kids help put the, depending on the age of your kids, to help you have your kids help put the food out on the table and be a part of the whole preparation thing. It's part of the tradition of teaching them how to cook.
Excellent. Yes, children. A lot of the recipes, as Yogi says, are very easy to involve your children in the preparation. And of course, participation is really that's what breeds activity and joy and all those other good emotions, is participating in something positive and uplifting. So there's lots of recipes where your kids, if you have them, could totally help out and really feel like they're making a positive difference to the holidays this year.
Awesome. All right, guys, we're going to close out. And all the links for all the great things, carriebrown.com, the masterclasses, the cookbooks, everything's going to be listed down below in the show notes. And also be sure to check out Carrie Brown's other masterclasses as well, because she has been running the ice cream masterclass and the soup masterclass is going to be coming out very soon. All of them are great. Thank you for listening to the Fatty Joe Show. Thank you, Carrie, for coming on, my Jedi Knight master.
You're welcome. I just want to help the world start to get that sense of joy and positivity back. And I hope that this will help some of you to do just that.
And I'm hoping so too. And you know, a lot of people don't even know how to cook anymore, so I think this is a great resource for them. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Fatty Joe Show. Make sure you leave a comment and a review down below. Check out the show notes for the resources, and we will see you on the next Fatty Joe time, Fatty Joe channel, Fatty Joe thing. This has been a bonus episode. I hope everybody enjoyed.
Thank you for joining us on the Fatty Joe Show. Be sure to leave a comment and subscribe. It helps the show reach more people. To support the show, as well as Carrie Brown and Yogi's work on the blog, keto recipe development, masterclasses, and to gain access to private Facebook groups and other awards, go to patreon.com/TheFattyJoeShow or patreon.com/Carrie Brown. Also, check out our Carrie Brown and Yogi Parker YouTube channel for video versions of the Fatty Joe Show, recipe videos, and more. Join our awesome community on the Facebook group, The Keto Kitchen with Carrie Brown and Yogi Parker. And check out our CarrieBrown.com website for recipes, blog posts, discounts, cookbooks, masterclasses, and other great stuff. Thank you so much.